Blog Talk Radio.
WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420 Atlanta. Me, I'm the next level, and I'll be hosting a show on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in and get educated, elevated, and stimulated.
Listen, ladies, gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk. I'm very happy to have had a series of people on the show over the course of the last 4 or 5 days. Wanted to recap about what's going on tonight. Is, of course, we had the privilege of being on 1420 AM. We are in a contractual obligation for a year to, as a programmer for the station, for our own platform. And we're on from 8 to 10 o'clock. And if you guys want to be on the show, you can call me directly at 888-245-2334. I'm extension 101. Or if you want to call into the show tonight, it's 516-387-1251. I want to thank people for always being considerate of the fact that we are a small business, and that small businesses require money in order to function. So with that being said, I'm going to play a couple commercials. Maybe we can pay a couple pennies for them, maybe not.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man.
No. Sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within?
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
All right. Man, I'm trying to tell you, adopting badass kids, that's one of them. That's a way to wake up in the morning time. Boy.
Next level, y'all. Getting it in for 2010 like it's never been. Swagger. From the auction block to the city block. From the cotton fields to the football fields. From civil rights court to the basketball court. From the big house to the White House. It's that swagger, man. You gotta understand. It was all a part of the master plan. To overcome is our destiny by any means necessary. Swagger, that soulful, calculated stride of dignity and pride that won't be denied. That never died. Refuse to be repressed or suppressed. You need proof? History will attest to how Martin had him overcoming, marching and singing. How Malcolm fired him up and had him down for some swinging. Swagger, that ultra cool stroll embedded deep into my warrior soul. The rhythmic dip and sway to the beat of African drums that never stop playing in the ears of my heritage. It's just not defined as a state of mind. It's highly concentrated, sophisticated, slightly animated. The final summation of the equation that applies perfectly to the situation. It's infused in my DNA. I'm blazing onto my psyche. That one piece of history that can't be stolen away from me. Swagger, like a double-edged sword that's razor sharp. A volcanic eruption deep from the subconscious of my subconscious. My story lies in every step, transporting me from the past into the future. The truth on the real with a wheel of steel. My eyes are my scope, my shoulder, my gauge. As I move across the urban terrain, surveying the landscape. Swagger, that silent, unified code of what a man is really made of. A tightly executed glide with a calculated bounce. It's a black thing, an individualistic commonality. You know it when you see it. You can feel it when you see it. Like a book, you can read it. My swagger is a confirmation of my self-proclaimed validation. It demands respect. It commands respect. And if you don't give it, I'll take it. You ain't got no choice in the matter. Cause you see, that's how I bring my swagger. Nah, I ain't looking for trouble, but trouble ain't trying to find me either. Swagger, like a dagger plunging deep into the prejudiced mindset of those who oppose me. Serving as a reminder that you will never, or will you ever, stop me. My swagger is embedded in the cast iron mold of my will, serving both as my weapon and my shield. So if you don't know, now you know how I bring my swagger. Swagger.
Hey. Swagger. Hey. Swagger. Well, that's what it's all about, man. That's that swagger from the next level, man. Y'all need to check them out on Facebook. Producer, artist, executive producer. So I want to just kind of let y'all know, man, Mario Coleman is that boy, that man. Like he said, he's that guy. He produced that and that film as an artist on there. And, you know, it's all about, you know, he explained the song to me. You know, men have to step up. When real men are called in, they don't even say nothing. They just say, Karima, I'm on my way. Like Big Mike Anthony, I got on the line tonight on Let's Talk. What I'm talking about, boy, that's what I mean. He just stood up in attention and was down in Decatur, Georgia. Right?
Okay. That's what we do, man. That's
boy,
what we do.
Say nothing. He just said, what's the address? I'm on my way. And I'm bringing somebody with me. Big DJ Krispy Kreme, boy. Ladies, y'all should see this big old cool drink of water. He walked in the door, and the door said, oh, Lord. Man, Mike, I really appreciate it. I want to give you so much love for coming in last night and just kind of letting people know about Halftime Bar and Grill. It's not even about them. It's about you, man. You as a brother just constantly being conscious in our community, protecting us women, and just showing us so much love and respect no matter how crazy we talk to you.
Right.
you got a hell of a history. I mean, you started off, I like your story, when you're talking to me about when you got involved with just being a part of, you know, just media altogether, you know, being a core dream for you, you know, and then years later it's coming to the forefront, you know. So,
right.
You know, you talked about, and excuse my voice, y'all. It's kind of harsh right now. I haven't had anything smooth to drink in it. I ran in here into the studio and got everything up. I might need to run on down to Halftime because they got 50% off on liquor, too.
We got you, Ma. We got you. We ain't drinking tap water tonight. We ain't drinking no tap water tonight.
That is perfect. Big Mike, tell everybody about you, your history. That's what the show is all about. Introduce you to the world. One of the things I just wanted to really address is how you started off, you know, just back in the day, you know, as just being, you know, calling the basketball games back in college and having a passion to be a voice for people. You know, and that's what you are. You are a voice for so many. I think you're a very talented young man. I see a large future in what you do because of the energy and the love that you bring and the energy. And, you know, people feel safe and conscious about the fact that people can go to sleep and know that everything is all right with you.
Okay.
So, you know, tell everybody about you. I'm going to give you the platform and you just talk a little bit about who you are, where you from, man. Where are you from originally?
I'm from the A-Town. No, I just can't. I'm a greater baby. Probably swapped at birth and everything. You know, they were switching babies back in the 70s. So, you know, I'm a 70s baby. So, my mama, you know how they say mama's baby's daddy's baby? Yeah, it might be mama's baby too. But they were so sweet to me. They were real nice to me. So, we got along good. I never traded for nothing in the world. Best mama I ever had. The only mama I ever had. But no, all jokes aside, though, thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak out. And then even when you were just giving the intro, you know, the humiliation of it will force you into a position of being like, oh, no, like, who's she talking about? You know what I'm saying? Nah, that ain't me. You know, and before you know it, you know, that is me. You know what I'm saying? And I am, you know, excited about what God's doing in my life because of where he brought me from. And in his position, it's like, I can say this to your listeners, I can say this in my heart and my mind and my soul, and, you know, 10 or 20 years from now, man, people will be like, you know, Mike this and Mike did this and Mike did that, but all of it is the glory to God, because it ain't nothing I did that I done of myself. Everything that I have, they given to me, like literally, they given to me, you know what I'm saying? And so, people giving me keys to buildings that I didn't even pay for, and just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? People giving me access codes and security codes and stuff to places that I didn't, you know, I didn't go pay for them, you know what I'm saying? And so I count it as an honor, and I know exactly where it came from. So to say that, to say this in terms of historical perspective of me growing up as a child, you know, you're talking about... my mom and my dad really took good care of me. I ain't can't, you know, we are 62 Atlantic Avenue in the heart of summer here, downtown, you know, zone 3 is where I was raised and born up in, you know, but my dad and my mama provide a real safe haven for us, man, and we didn't want for nothing, you know, and even though we would buy the projects and eventually moved into Inglewood to leave from there to move into a house and stuff. You know, life was real good because they sheltered us from so much of bad stuff that was going on around us and stuff. And so I can't make an excuse and say, oh, we did this and we did that and whatever the case may be. But as we got older, you know, my pops wind up getting on dope and stuff. He was selling dope, you know, and then wind up getting on the dope. We didn't know at the time. You know, we were just children and stuff. And it just took a downward spiral. And before you know it, man, you talking about a child that went to school every day, walked to school in middle school, kind of went on the bus route, you know, like probably about 300 yards or feet away from the bus route. So we had to walk to school.
Wow.
But had perfect attendance all the way up to the 11th grade. And, you know, and I'm glad you brought this up because I really didn't get a chance to think about it. And so it's like people come into your yard and seeing all the furniture out on the front yard and they thinking it's a yard sale and we just got put out. And I can remember them running a stitcher car from the next door neighbor house and taking cold showers. And so that wasn't so much as the badness of it. It was to have lived in a split-level home and five cars and to live in a good life and being privileged to not have to go through the struggle that the majority of your families and friends were raised up in. And then all of a sudden in your 11th grade year, it just turned and take a different, you know, down spiral that it's, hey, you know, like I just wasn't mentally ready for that, you know. And so I think I started acting out and lashing out and turned into a real, real bad kid and stuff, man. But because I was playing football and the coaches rallied around me, and then I can't, you know how most people say, well, I ain't have nobody to help me. I ain't have nobody there for me.
Nah.
Nobody, no, I cannot say that because I can distinctly hear my coaches speaking life into me. I can remember my principal and my assistant principal not giving up on me. Everybody was getting expelled because we got real bad. And then, you know, we used to fight and wrestle back in the day, but then somebody started bringing knives. And somebody started bringing guns. I can remember one of the boys from the other rival school got shot and was paralyzed from the waist down and stuff. And so everything was just spinning out of control. And I was right in the middle of it. I've been inside of Kellett with my best friend and nine shots and shot up the whole building. Not one of us got shot. And then we're in another part and leave in a van, and over six shots ring out through, and we get out laughing and looking at all the bullet holes that were ringing throughout the whole van, and not one of us got touched. Not one of us got touched.
That was God, because it was your destiny. Your destiny has been brought to you more than just the bricks and mortar. I mean, you're really testifying for the youth, because it seems to me the same stuff is happening now. It happened back then, and that's
when,
how long ago?
Yeah, it's not too long ago, but very long ago.
Yeah,
back in the 70s and the 80s, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't
nothing changed. Right,
ain't
just different
changed.
People playing the same game. Different
Man.
People playing the same game. But now I will say this, is that due to technology and the advancement of it, you know, like even with pornographic, you know, we had magazines back then, then maybe VCR or tapes and all that stuff, but now it's so privileged now to where that, you know, the sex game is being introduced to our kids, the video, the crime game is being introduced in the crime game. They getting paid big money just to go in the tournaments, just to play them games and stuff. And so our kids are put in a very situation. I mean, it's, you know what? And I'm gonna say this, and I ain't gonna get off subject, but even the food, I didn't know that a half of our diet is being messed up through the way they feeding our kids in school.
That's right.
All that milk and stuff, all them dairy products, all that processed food and stuff, like nobody investigating
the digestive system.
Yeah, that they feeding our kids and stuff. And as a football player, I could eat 2-3 times a day. I got 4-5 chocolate milks. And then now you wonder why I wait. You know, I ain't going to tell my age, but no, I ain't scared of my age, but, you know, I always tell people I'm 25, 35, and I'm really closer to 45.
Hey.
But what happened is that now you're lactose tolerant, you got all these allergies and stuff, and you wonder why your digestive system all off track. You don't even think about your digestive system, you're thinking about all the allergies, and didn't even know it started in your digestive, in the core of your body and stuff. And so it's just so much that, like, even when we was a baby, like that infamil and that salad, whatever that stuff was, not salad, I think that's some cognac, correct?
Yeah.
But But you know, the infomil and stuff that they, the formulas that they create for the baby, if you look
the
at the stuff
the
inside of it.
Infomil.
Listen to this. This is what I found out now. This is just after I done found out about my own self, I'm looking back to the baby. Where did it start from? And it go all the way back through school to the milk formula. Did you know what's happening is this formula is spiking up all of our sugar, and the sugar is overproducing insulin inside of your body, and your insulin is knocking everything off, causing inflammation on your lungs, your liver, your body, your bones, your brains, even the cataracts on your eyes, all this stuff coming from the inflammation because of the formula that they was giving us from the start. And then you go to throw the tap water on. You're talking about Flint, Michigan. We ain't even talking about Flint, Michigan.
Now,
I can remember when Shirley... Yeah, I can remember when Shirley, Franklin, she was trying to get Atlanta to fix the water system down here, and ain't nobody else said nothing about the water and all that chloride and fluoride and all that stuff to go inside. It cancels everything inside of your body, and it pokes holes down inside of the bottom of your digestive system, causing the leaky guts, and the leaky gut allow all the good stuff to leak out into your bloodstream with the bad stuff into your bloodstream. And now you wonder why you got all these
Yeah, but you go ahead, that's right. But you got to coincide that with, you know, with turmeric and fresh ginger, fresh vegetables, fresh green ones. You got to combat that off. This is what I was saying about being able to have knowledge, because what you're talking to people, if people are tuning in like one second, they'll be like, what is he talking about?
Right.
We're talking
right.
about our health, our natural. I have a show that I'm trying to produce called Natural Pauses, which is going to be with professionals that are holistic professionals and all of that. And so, you
right.
know, that what you're talking about is so important to our community. Have you noticed, Mike, that you see so many diabetes clinics in our neighborhood just popped
what?
Up all everywhere? Based on what you're saying, right?
Listen, let me echo off on what you're getting ready to get into, because not only are the diabetic symptoms in place, but why is there so many diabetic symptoms in place? They got us drinking, pushing us lean on our kids like it's just something so good. I remember when they were putting the NyQuil to make the baby go to sleep early. You know, when the baby act up. The baby were overactive because you were giving the baby too much sugar in the first place. Then you're going to offset it with the night pill and messing up the baby. Those were lactic acid and kidneys and everything. Now, all of a sudden, young people, most young people on dialysis, then we got older people dying on dialysis.
That's right.
And it's creating a trend, and we're rapping and slaying about that lean, that purple, that purple, that purple. Got me want some purple. I go find out what the purple is, and man, the purple is killing you. It's killing you.
But you know what, Mike? This is a whole different show by itself.
Yeah, my bad, my bad.
I really appreciate that. You don't understand, because I'm going through physical ailments now because of the way that I shifted my diet. It's going to take, it took a year to get here. It's going to take a year to get back, you know?
Right.
So, that's something very fortunate that you have experience with. Now, how did you become aware, conscious of this? Because you know what we got to talk about is the consciousness being arisen through knowledge.
Right.
You know, it is very, it's very important that people understand that the Bible has never changed. You know, people who lack knowledge will perish.
Right. Well, let me, and that's good, because that's a good transition into the transition of my life, how I transitioned from a child into a man place. And, you know, I've always gone to church. I've always been in love because of that. And I'm going to say this, too, because so many people don't go to church because they don't feel like the church is the building, or the building is the church, and the, you know, you're talking about the temple and all that kind of stuff. And that's cool. But we're not going to get into the church. I'm just talking about what God did for me and how he opened my eyes up to meditation and prayer and fasting. And so I think, I couldn't read and write. I winded up in learning disability throughout my education. They told me they were going to give me, a certificate of attendance if I didn't test out of my 12th grade year. So all of a sudden I became brilliant and tested out, you know, so that I could actually get a diploma and stuff. But what I found out was that is because I played football and because I was getting in trouble and they wanted me to play, they was passing me through. And so a long story short is that the way that I came into my consciousness is because I wanted more and I desired more, and it was just like God himself. And a lot of people don't believe me when I say my family laughs. They think I'm joking and tripping. Oh, Mike been drinking and week. I be around alcohol all the time, so they don't even do that to me no more. I'm on to some other stuff, and we'll talk about that later too.
Yeah.
But what happened is that when I started meditating, and I thought about this scripture when Jesus had took three of them up with him, he's like, dude, y'all can't even sleep with, y'all can't even stay woke with me for just an hour. Y'all can't even just roll with me just for a minute. Y'all keep going to sleep on me like, really, dude? And so what I found out was that when we go to sleep at night, the body is in a fast state and it's healing itself. And it's during that time in which God is really speaking to us. And so what I found out, just accidentally, it's just on me personally, ain't no fear, no book, no nothing to support this found. I'm still in study with this as I speak. So what happened is that I found out instead of just dreaming while I'm asleep, I want to be woke. I want to be woke so I can hear him in the stillness of the night. I'm talking about I go into a real quiet place and I stay woke. And I ain't talking about praying about this, praying about that, reading the Bible, reading this and reading that, looking at TV, listening to the radio, hanging out, running the street all the time. So I just be still and be woke and be available for the message. And so before you know it, the irritation turned into like a message. Like all this stuff that I'm talking about, I didn't go to school for. Ain't none of this stuff. This is what I think happened. I think that our ancestors had come to me and they had told me, like, dude, they've been here over billions of years ago. We talk about Thanksgiving. We talk about the holidays. We talk about our days and how we are as a people and how this whole universe yields to us as a vortex. And it's all about a vibration. And if you get inside of this vibration with your creator to this omnipotent presence and this omnipotent all power, things available to everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything is possible. You know what I'm saying? When you go into a situation, the average person will tell you where the black community, the problem is this, or the problem is that. Well, we're not looking for the problem. Actuality, even when you go to church, if you go to church and say, well, something wrong with this church or something wrong with that church, well, God ain't really trying to get you to see the problem so you can talk about the problem. He's trying to get you to get inside of the vibration so that he can deliver the solution to the situation. So now I'm sitting here, and I just be having all these messages and stuff just coming to me and be like, hey, man, listen, I need you to start eating water-based fruits.
Right.
I need you to start eating water-based vegetables. And they be telling you that the watermelon is the poor man's fruit. Okay, let them call it what it want to be. But did you know if you eat the watermelon down to the rye, that all them magnesium and potassium and all the good nutrients and stuff that you need is right there in the rye and even in the seeds, that you can take the seeds and boil them and make some good juice out before you know it. It got your digestive system back on track. And said, listen, my ancestors said that they was here. And because of the primitive, easy living, the good living, the way they love to live, is that the water treatment system and all that stuff wasn't prevalent in all places. And so what happened is the water source was coming from water-based fruits and water-based vegetables. And so when you run around thinking you hungry, you really thirsty. And so people telling you should wake up and eat breakfast and all that kind of stuff to break your fast. No, you shouldn't break your fast with what don't make your body. Because when you sleep, that's the fast. So when you in the morning, you wake up, say you're going to eat breakfast because you're trying to break the fast. What better way to break the fast than what your body is consistent? So what's the closest thing to your body, which is 75 to 80% water? So if that's the case, then why not get a fruit or a vegetable that's similar to it? And the closest thing you can think of is a watermelon. Cucumbers and celery and all this kind of stuff. And so all these things that are loaded with these good ones. So what happened, I started, instead of eating breakfast, I eat watermelon in the one. Then I get it in the thing in the blender. Now I done started blending it up with the rye in it.
Right.
I didn't went too far. But this is what I'm saying, you know, I'm juiced up. I'm amped up, and I can be cool and calm at the same time. But it's like it just does something different to me. It's like I'm in a whole different place. And so then when lunchtime comes, I'm snacking off like pomegranate seeds and stuff, you know what I'm saying, apples and oranges and stuff. Even when I go to bed at night, eating a banana just before you go to bed will help calm you down and relax you so that you can go to sleep in a peaceful manner.
You know what, this has been a great thing to talk about. What I want to tell you is, when change comes within people, a lot of times that people ain't trying to hear that. So listen, check this out. We're gonna sit back for a few minutes. It's gonna be a little bit. I want y'all to listen to this to this interview with Big Mike and Christian Cream. It was real nice, y'all. So check it out, Mike. I really appreciate the time you had on, how much time you got to stay on. But I want to let people just hear a few minutes of the show, right?
Okay.
Listening to WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420 Atlanta. Me, I'm the Next Level, and I'll be hosting a show on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in. Get educated, elevated, and stimulated.
When you rock them curls, and this is for all my girls. Ooh, rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks, rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks, rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks, rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, locks. You're more than my best friend. We can talk about anything to the end. Sometimes we don't know where to begin. Around the world, baby girl, like a whirlwind. Make her say wow, like we going downtown. After when she finna come, she said now, now. Like a superhero, I give her the pow, pow. And I'ma put it on my baby till we pass out. While I rock your locks, rock, rock your locks, rock your locks, rock, rock your locks. Baby, you so high. Baby, you so high. Girl, you so high. Girl.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back, Big Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I tell you, we are proud to have the big man in the house. And I'm about to get up out of this place here in just a minute. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to WATV, WAMR, Digital Broadcasting, broadcasting live at 1420 a.m. I want to apologize to our callers who have been calling in. And my inefficient ass.
There you go.
Hanging up on folks.
Right.
Who was that? Who's the other lady? We she called. She was like, hello.
Hello.
She's like, hello. Hello. She's like, hello. Hello. I'm like, hello. Hello to you too. Mike, like, I'm so sorry. I gave the wrong number. Yeah. You like, I ain't get the wrong number.
I don't even know what area code is. 679.
Man.
And it's 404. 404, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, hey, man. Man, we're talking with Big Mike from Halftime Bar and Grill and 600 pieces.
All right. 600 degrees.
600 degrees a piece. Man, look, I'm trying to tell you, this was the interesting part about me is that I got to have my pizza made a certain way.
Okay.
And I ain't trying to be funny. I can't get mine a certain way. I'm going to send it back to the kitchen. You ain't be like, that helper can't come back here no more.
Okay.
Y'all ain't, they going to have my picture and tell me, nah, she can't come back.
No, I'm glad you said that because, believe it or not, that's what we pride our business on because we have a build your own pizza anyway. And so that takes us out of the realm of not being able to satisfy you. We believe in satisfying every customer. So you put specifically how you want your pizza, then it's our job to give it to you just the way you ordered it. So that's what we come in to do. So we want you to have them complicated order. Just long as it's on the menu, we can cook it. You want a spinach and no cheese and hold the sauce and put some ranch on it. Hey, if that's how you want it, I got you. We got you all day long. That's what 600 do for you.
So basically, is it going to be veggies? Can you get a vegetarian pizza?
Hey, listen, not only can you get a vegetarian pizza, but you can take your vegetarian pizza and go three different ways with it. You know how you go to most pizza places, they just got one vegetable pizza. Now, on our menu, we highlight our vegetable pizza, which got over 6 to 8 vegetables on it. However, we go with a more limited one with just spinach and mushroom and onions. Or then we do like a Napoleon pizza where we go a whole different route with it.
Napoleon?
Yeah, listen.
Little evil dude that was taking over
Europe.
No, yeah,
oh, no. But it was sparks in that era, though. It was sparks in that era. Yeah, yeah.
All right, man. I can't even do it, man.
You know what I mean? Different tomatoes and stuff, man. You'd be amazed how you can take a piece and really create 3-4 different meals out of it off of just vegetables alone. Yeah.
Man, you know what? This is what's so interesting. You know, we keep talking about this food.
Right.
And I got to lose some weight.
See, now you could have fall out of it. I could tell you how most of my customers, we had this conversation,
right,
and they don't believe me.
What?
But I'm a big boy.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, all right. But you a man. It's different. Y'all.
Wait a minute. Stay with me.
Okay.
Stay
go, I'm
with
sorry.
Stay with me. Stay with me.
Go ahead.
I'm a man.
All right.
However, believe it or not, ever since I started eating pizza, I've been losing weight.
Brush up.
Yeah.
Peanut.
Yeah.
Peanut.
Yeah.
Peanut.
What
you think about that?
Come on, Krispy Kreme.
What else? Krispy Kreme, my bad. Krispy Kreme, what you think about that one?
Hey.
You got your hand up. All right, y'all. We got Krispy Kreme in the house.
DJ Krispy Kreme.
Boy,
yeah,
I'm trying to tell y'all. And,
hey,
ladies, he is a big, tall drink of Kool-Aid.
Oh, there you go.
You can mix this thing up with some latte. He's a big dude right here, y'all.
I ain't even gonna hate because he ain't say nothing about a little fat bike. He ain't say nothing about big money. That's all right.
Oh, man, we're going to turn this whole thing over, man. We're going to, listen, I appreciate y'all at least letting me host y'all for the first few minutes. Tearing up stuff, messing up stuff.
You did.
I'm all right. But y'all listen to WATB 1420 AM. My medicine must be kicking in. 3589 North Decatur Road, Scottsdale, Georgia. Y'all can call in at 404-292-1420. I promise I'm going to answer this time. Don't hang up. I know y'all been calling in. We apologize. But you know what? We're going to bring in the big man here in a minute here. And I want you to introduce Krispy Kreme. Tell us a little bit about the big man in charge here.
Listen, I'll be honored to introduce DJ Krispy Kreme. DJ Krispy Kreme. Let's get it. Hey, now, seriously, though, at Halftime Sports Bar and Grill, I told you, man, we doing big things on it. We got big things popping in. Krispy Kreme in the middle of it, man. I'm going to tell you the beautiful thing about it before I get into the DJ portion of it is that, man, this brother is, like, resourceful and like, y'all be talking about black men. Now, this is a real black man right here. Now, not only is he resourceful, but he edumacatable, too. Yeah, he done did good education in life. And so what I'm saying is that he do all his own graphics, his designs, the whole nine yards. And, boy, is anything that you looking for or need, boy, you need to come ahead of time so Mike can get a little 2% off of it. You feel me? But Krispy Kreme would definitely do you the graphics and everything, man, the whole nine yards. And so also he's going to be a part of our team putting together the latest night on Wednesday night. And also when I was talking to you guys about the Sunday night as well, and he's going to be considered one of our house, main house DJ. And I really appreciate the good music and stuff they bring to the table. But not only the music, like I said, when we was talking about rebranding the company, he's actually a part of that. He have our menus in hand. He also have our drink menus in hand. And he's taking our food menu and combine it with our drink menus, and then we throw in the hookah menu on the back of the drink menus as well, too, with all the extra specials and stuff that we got going on. So we don't want to thank y'all, we just talking about it. Now, we actually being about it, and we're on the front line producing this work ourselves as well, too, and it's a team of us. And so if you ever want to do something in life to be successful, well, you best to get at least one or two more other people that can run the race with you. And I do appreciate the honor DJ Krispy Kreme riding out with you. It's an honor, my brother. It's always a pleasure, man. And so I'm going to turn it over and let him say one or two little things, man. And then later on in the 9 to 5, you know, we're going to go ahead and get into a lot of good talking and music and switch over and have a lot of fun. I know y'all we just came to talk about halftime, which we are. We're going to halftime y'all all night long. However, we want to talk about some topics tonight. We want to have a little fun. We want to have a real good conversation, a good music, and a good time tonight. So, Krispy Kreme, tell them about yourself. DJ Krispy Kreme on the wheels and steels, baby. Give it to them, DJ.
Hi.
Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, too. He's a comedian, too. He's a comedian, yeah. We're going to have fun tonight, man.
Yeah, whenever y'all come out to halftime, y'all got to try some of that food. Mike be hooking it up.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
definitely ain't going to lose no weight that night. So you might want to try the pizza thing he was talking about.
Right. Yeah. Chris, how long you been DJing, man?
Oh, maybe about 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
Been doing it for a while. I started doing it when I was producing. I did a lot of production work for College Park Music.
Okay.
When the Soulja Boy, Hurricane Chris era.
Okay. Well, you make it look real easy, man. You know, I appreciate the music you load down for me and everything on a personal, man.
Right. Now that we got how to figure it out,
right,
how to play it.
Right. Yeah. You know, I have no idea what I'm doing, man. You made that real easy for me, man. I appreciate that.
That's
for you,
not
man.
A problem, man.
Yeah. So
I just appreciate the love that y'all showed me when I first, since I've been there. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right. And let me just say this, because, you know, there's moments like this that 5-10 years from now, man, we'll look back on these days and be like, boy, you remember them humble beginnings when you had to teach me how to do the drive and all that kind of stuff, and then we were doing our menus and the opportunity that was given to both of us from the owners and stuff, man. And it's just a truly blessing, man. So I'm honored to be on this ride with you, man. And if you get off, that's your own fault you got out, but I'm going to ride with you all the way to the end, man. Halftime. Yes, sir. 600-degree pizza all day, every day. That's what we're doing, man.
So, we play some music.
Hey, listen, man, I tell you what, that give me and you time enough to get ready for the 9 o'clock hour. We 5 minutes to the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. We getting ready to go into our dramatic closing, baby. We getting ready to lower the lights and bring out the smoker and everything, man. You know, the fogger, that's what they call it. Yeah, we finna throw a party inside of the radio station and show you how we do it at halftime, man. So, DJ, Krispy Kreme, get into him, baby. Get into him, baby. We finna ride out. Y'all call in, make your calls tonight, man. 404-292-1420. 404-292-1420. Man, we'll talk about anything, everything. You know about that election coming on. We also got the holiday season on us. You made in the New Year resolution. Whatever it is, man, we're going to chop it up, talk about it, man. And even if you just want to talk about your next door neighbor not taking the trash out, you know we can talk about that, too. Hey, man, y'all kick it in with a call us in, man, and we're going to make sure that we answer these calls tonight, man. We're going to make sure we get them every time. Also, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I'd like to thank everybody for allowing us to come into your homes and on your radios and stuff, man. And I'm going to tell you, it might not be good to drive and listen at the same time. That thing worse than texting me and Krispy Kreme get on this thing. You got to watch out, man. We're going to be here all night long, man, you know. Yes. And so we located at 6340 Highway 85 on the south side in the heart of downtown. Also, we got 600 Degrees location at the Epic Center over there in South Cobb as well, too. And I'm going to tell you something now. You can Google us. Yeah, you can Google us. Go on Yelp.com, the whole nine yards, and you can find out about the quality of food and stuff that we've been administering through hand in 600 Degrees of Peace.
Michael Anthony and DJ Krispy Kreme, our live broadcast on Tuesday on 1420. Always remember that you're able to call in and also give us a direct contact if you want some media promotion on your business as well. You can give us a call directly at 888-245-2334, 888-245-2334. I'm at extension 101. You can even call me directly on my hotline, the phone I didn't have for 12 years. You can find me, I guarantee you. My phone is so old that my number is so old. It's in the yellow pages, promise you. 678-789-6095. Been chopping it up with Mr. Michael Anthony, Lil Mike, Big Mike, DJ Krispy Kreme. Just kind of giving a rebroadcast of that. You all can go to www.wamr-db.com to listen to the show, not in its entirety, but it's a special treat that we're going to have it all uploaded and re-edited and then redistributed back through Atlanta Mix Radio, the WAMR station, our NCWCC station, our Chicago station, our stream. We're going to let everybody know about this week's show. It was great, Mike. I appreciate you being on with me. I know you got a lot of people at the club right now chilling, but I just wanted to bring you back in and thank you. I'm going to bring the show back up. But, Mike, thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love to you.
Thank you. Peace and blessings to you. Thank you as well, man. You definitely made it possible, man. I thank you for allowing God to use you and putting you in a position where that you can bless so many individuals and give them opportunity that they're not even aware of at this very moment.
Yeah, bless them with hearts. I say what I say and I do what I do. But I'm going to give me some free pizza. You better believe that. And I'm going to give me a pass to walk through. They better not say nothing to me. You better put my picture on the wall. But,
okay.
But y'all listen.
Yeah, put both of our pictures.
Y'all listen to Big Mike. Y'all listening to him live on his Facebook page. You can listen to that right now if you want to. Or you can go to AtlantaMixRadio.com and you'll hear Big Mike right on the homepage of our live podcast. Don't have to click any button. Just play the show. And you'll hear Big Mike a couple minutes into the show. So I want to thank you guys. I'm going to put the rest of the show on, let y'all listen to that. And then, you know, definitely be on Friday because Big Mike will be in the house on Friday at 9 o'clock.
You
agreed to do that, and we'll see how that all works out, and we'll just keep going on our broadcast, and we'll see what the Lord got planned for us, because I'm going to stop turning folks down, because, you know, this man told me he was going to show up no matter what.
Hey, man, you'll be sitting in the parking lot attendant. You got a bathroom attendant, and everything you told me. Yeah, I know he ain't doing the maintenance too. Good Lord, baby. Take out the trash. I got you, baby. I got you.
Big Mike, we love you. And we appreciate you. We'll see you or talk with you definitely on Friday because Friday is my off day. So I'll be able to do some other things. And I trust in my God to know that he is bringing all things together for the purpose of good. All right?
All right. Rain, peace and bless.
All right. Salaam alaikum.
We practicing on these phone lines. Now we done missed about 47-8 calls now.
47-8.
Yeah, about 47-8. You know what I'm saying? So Now we're going to try and see if we got our first call on the line. We're going to tap in to see if we got one of the owners from 600 Degrees Pizza that's joining us. And he's going to bring us up to speed to the history up until now. We just going to chop it up with him for a little bit. Ricky Fields, are you there? Ricky Fields. One more time, boss. Let me make sure I got you in there. I'm almost about to patch you in. We got him in?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Ricky Fields, how you doing today, sir?
How you doing, sir? This is 600 Degrees Pizza in the building. How you doing?
Hey, man, we good, man. We're so glad that you clocked in with us, man, and chiming in on the phone call with us, man. That's sure an honor and a pleasure to have you in on the radio station with us. Real quick, Rick, you don't mind giving us a little brief history, man, on how you got started with 600 Degrees, man?
Oh, man, well, let's go back maybe six. Well, it may have been even 7 years ago, at least the concept anyway. But it didn't come to picture, I want to say, till about 5 years ago. Right when the gas prices and all that were kind of high, man, and the other business that I was on, other business venture I was in was taking a toll. And, you know, like they say, in times of adversity, that's when you step up. So 600 Degrees jumped off my vision board, and the first place that the first neighborhood that we started at was in the West End of Atlanta, which is I have nothing but total respect for that neighborhood, because it really taught us the business. And at that point, we had Old National jumping off, and then we also have a satellite spot that jumped off, which is 600 Degrees Pizza 2, which is over on in Oxdale. So just saying all that, you know, it's those times and doing adversity, man, that kind of got us where we are today.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you a question, man. What made you go into pizza, though?
You know, it's crazy. A lot of the artists that I worked with dealt with, we were always in New York. And I promise you this guy is not paying me to call his name, but Soulja Boy, which is one of the first young artists that I was dealing with. And all they camp ate was pizza. So it was those cold nights, man, the nights we were eating pizza. I'm like, man, this is good. I mean, I can't cook on the radio, right?
Yeah,
oh, my bad.
You can't do it six times. You just can't do it six times. Matter of fact, we can't do it.
Okay,
got it.
I was like, man, that stuff is good. And so when I would come home to Atlanta, what I would do is just try to find that taste, and which I did with a couple of other restaurants that was not in the neighborhood. So at that point, that's when everything hit me, like, man, we don't have this in the neighborhood. So I went hard trying to put it in the neighborhood, trying to get us where we needed to be in the neighborhood, and the rest is history.
Well, there you go, man. I like the way that sounds. Hey, let me ask you this. We're gonna switch up a little bit, man. I want to ask you what you got on the table now. What's new?
Okay. Well, what we're doing, we're restructuring and rebranding some things. We're opening up at halftime over in Riverdale off of Highway 85. There, you will be able to still access our menu. After that, we're looking at Charlotte. We're looking at Alabama. We're looking at three other locations up north Atlanta. One is the new Braves Stadium. Then we got Lawrenceville. And then we're looking at Stonecrest area.
Okay. So you got big things popping. You got big things popping with 600 Degrees. When is your actual soft opening and grand opening suggested for a halftime location?
Okay, so the 22nd, we're doing a soft opening where you can definitely taste what we got going on. And we love for the community really that really enjoy a lot of the 600 degrees pizza to come out, kind of see how we do things. And then on the 2nd of January, we have our soft opening. At that point, we're going to open up a lot of the menu. And then the grand opening, which will be 30 days after that, you can bring the family out, man. We have balloons and giveaways and jumpers and whatever the weather permits for us.
Hey, Rick, well, we sure do appreciate you putting your business in the community, man, and keeping your business in the community as well, too, man. We hope we didn't take up too much of your time, man. Just in closing remarks, man, give us some of that old good 600 degrees inspiration, man. When I say inspiration, what I mean is that what is really your driving force behind the success of your business?
It's the brand. It's the people. It's the community. It's the is that when you out and about and nobody you have nothing in common with and they overhear a conversation and you're talking about 600 and the first thing they say is, hey, man, I've been to that pizza spot. Man, I like that.
Right.
And that is what keeps the motivation going. That is what keeps the smile going. That is what keeps us moving. That is what keeps the drive, man, I tell you. You know, it's definitely about not about money. It's just all about the people, all about the community. And hopefully, man, as we move forward, we'll be able to put a 600 degrees in all of Atlanta's communities as we go.
That's a good transition, Rick. Carlos, we see y'all calling in, man. We ask that y'all be patient. We'll hang in there. We got you coming. I just got one more last response from you, Rick. You all gave me a good transition for my next caller. If there's some young people out there listening to you, man, you know, and they wanted to know, you know, they needed some inspiration on how to get their business started or whatever the case may be, and they just need a word of encouragement, what would you tell them?
Hey, just believe. You gotta believe. Listen, and don't take no for an answer. Right. And don't take no for an answer. You definitely gotta believe. I mean, it's your idea, your product, is all you. And you are the driving force. Just remember that. You know, sometimes, you know, you got to make people believe in what it is that you're doing. You know, and in the beginning, a lot of people ain't. Trust me.
Right.
A lot of people ain't. But again, it's up to you and how much you feel, how passionate you are about it. And if you got that in you, man, and you believe, whether it's music, whether it's in a doctor, whether it's a truck driver, whether it's the best husband that you can be or the best wife that you can be, just as long as you have that drive and that energy and you believe in what you're doing and where you're trying to go and got a vision, hey, man, nobody can stop you.
Believe and don't take no for an answer. Rick, we really do appreciate you for chiming in with us tonight, man. Thank you for bringing 600 degrees to the hood, man. And we're going to get back at you and try to get you into the studio one week, man. We're going to move on to our next caller, man. We live at WAMR, WATB, 1420. The AM dial. Got DJ Krispy Kreme in the house with me. And I think we got our next caller up on the phone. Next caller, who we got?
You have Shirley Stembridge.
Hey, Shirley, Lord have mercy. Thank you for not giving up on the phone call. We finally got the phone situated and know exactly what we're doing now. We appreciate you for calling in. Real quick, Miss Shirley, tell everybody what's the name of your organization and what you got going on in the community.
The name of the organization is Connecting the Links for Change and Living in New Knowledge of Success. What we do in the community, we help the youth, we feed the hungry, we do self-awareness for the kids on trunk night, and we do different things in the community for Christmas drive for kids, needy kids, and family.
Okay, so how long have you been doing these events?
I've been doing these events now for the last 6 years.
Okay, and if you don't mind me asking, what inspired you to get this event started or this organization started?
Well, my grandson was killed 5 years ago. Actually, I started 5 years ago. He was killed 5 years ago during things that I feel though that young kids should not be doing, which I have an opportunity to tell the young kids that they don't have to go out to sell drugs and do unsafe things that they should not be doing. So that's when I really got started with my organization.
Okay.
Then other kids know that they don't have to do those things.
All right. And if you had a message for the kids today, if anyone would listen to our radio station at this very moment, what would you like to issue out to our young people?
I would tell them to stay out of trouble, that do not do drugs or sell drugs. I would tell them to, if they need any help, to go somewhere and talk to someone about any type of situation that they might be in or going into. Or they can't talk to their parents. You know, maybe they can talk to their auntie, their uncle, or a close friend. But talk to someone, because the only thing that could lead to is, I would say, basically death, or, you know, it can be a crime of being in trouble, going to jail.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because that's also a good segue or transition, where that a lot of time we put so much emphasis on the kid, but there's so many young people that are raising children, and even seasonal people. You know, some kind of way we seem may have dropped the ball, or we really do love and care about our kids, but we're just having a difficult time with our children. What are some of the things that you could recommend to adults and parents on that end of the spectrum in terms of helping out with the children?
Well, I would say pay attention to your child. You know, if your child is going to the store, bringing something home that you know that they might not have money for, pay attention to them. And if they need to talk to you, take time out to talk to your child.
Okay, that's a blessing, Ms. Cheryl. Tell the people how to get in contact with you, and then I'm going to ask you about what your upcoming event you got going on so we can give you a chance to blast it out and we can come out and support you. But if they need to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
They can contact me at 404-867-9150. My name is Shirley Stembridge. The name of the organization is Connecting the Links for Change.
Okay, and you said something about collecting the toys for tots and let me try that again. I'm gonna got some 600 in the shop. No, but tell us about the Christmas drive, the toy drive.
Okay, we do the toy drive, and the toy drive ends on next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we will be issuing toys out for the youth. Usually we connect with Fulton County, but if there are a kid that might be in need, they can give me a call, and if we have something that they can use or need, they can feel free to call 404-867-9150.
Okay, and I've also been privileged to reading some of your information. I found out that you guys got like a Christmas party coming up. Is that correct?
Yes.
What day is that on?
We have a Christmas event this coming Friday, December the 16th, 2016. And it will be held at the Jazzy Jays Event Hall. That's Ono National in the old Kroger Plaza, across the street from Backstage.
Okay,
in College Park.
I'm sorry, what would that event consist of?
Well, the convention consists of basically connecting with the foundation. What it does is help us promote what we're doing in the community. And also we have Fulton County and other foundation that have connected with us. In doing what we're doing.
Ms. Shirley, we do thank you for calling in and blessing our airways with that information, and we'd like to also encourage you to keep up the good work in the neighborhood and the community, okay?
Okay.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Shirley with Connecting the Links for Change. I'm talking about Miss Shirley doing it big in the hood for 5-6 years. I'm talking about that's a blessing. Miss Shirley, thank you once again, and we're looking forward to try to get you into the radio station next time, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
We got another call, it looked like. No more caller. That's, I thought I saw something blanking over there. Ain't nothing blanking, okay? Well, that give me and DJ Crispy Cream time to mix it up, get it up. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you tuned in to WAMR, WAT 1420 AM dial. We live at the radio station with DJ Crispy Cream. Give it to him, DJ Crispy Cream. Give him something, man. Let's rock out, baby. WATB. 1420 AM down. Oh, my. It's going to be a long night, baby. It's going to be a long night. That's right. Already, man. Hey, we cooking with grease tonight, baby. We cooking with grease with DJ Crispy Cream on the wheels and steel, baby. This is WAMR. Right. Also, we on the WATB 1420 AM down. I think we got another caller on hold. Do we got a caller on hold? All right, Mike, caller, you on the air?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing today, man? What's your name?
My name is Linda Pritchett.
Hey, Linda Pritchett, how you doing today, man? What county city you calling from?
I am calling from the new city of South Fulton.
Oh, man. Okay, now I'm glad you called in because we got plenty of questions for the new. Say that again, the new what?
It's the new city of South Fulton. What it is, it's the unincorporated areas of South Fulton, which include, like, some parks that people think of College Park, but they're really not. Unincorporated Riverdale, some part of Cascade. It's a lot of area, and it's 100,000 people that will be living in this new city, and it will be called South Fulton, and the city will start its operations on May the 1st, 2017.
What? That's good information to know. And so, let's just say if I was living in that area, how do we know who representing us or who making sure that our best interests at hand and stuff? How do we know about getting involved and stuff?
Well, basically what happens is that right now there's a transition team that's putting together the framework for the city. However, there's going to be an election on March the 21st where the residents, the citizens, get to vote who is going to be their mayor and the seven city council district members. I'm one of the people that's running in District 7, and I particularly like to keep people informed to understand what's the happenings, what's going on, what's the transition, what does this mean, what kind of opportunities are available. So I publish a weekly newsletter that goes out, and if you'd like to get on my newsletter list, my email address is vote4linda@gmail.com. You could also visit my website, which is vote4linda.com.
Okay, Linda, listen. We're on a radio station with WATB 1420. Also, we're an internet station as well with WAMR. The listeners are tuned in on WAMR. It gives you an opportunity to go, like, national, and then it, like, we're going to loop it two or three different times so that the people can really get an opportunity to hear your message. So with you running for office, what would be your message outside of the keeping everybody in tune and keeping plugged in with what's going on? What platform would you be representing your community?
Well, it's some basic issues that I think everybody that lives in my district, in my area, are affected by. I live off of Old National, and one of the things that I want to see done is I want to see the grass cut, the trash picked up. Once we clean up the area, make it look good, then a lot of the people that engage in criminal activities, they won't be able to get away with that anymore, because when you have a city or an area that looks a mess, then there's a lot of crime. When you clean it up, the crime has to go away because it just doesn't go together. And another initiative of mine is to strengthen the police department so that at any given time, Old National can have 5 to 10 officers, you know, within that area, because a lot of stuff goes on, and unfortunately, the police are overworked, underpaid. They need to have proper training. They need to have good equipment, and I want to make sure that with this city, that those are our priorities.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.